A very good evening to you, Zimbabwe. This is Gibbs Dube in Maryland, and this is Live Talk on August 31st, 2020.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who are in Washington this Monday, August the 31st, 2020, where we are still reporting that there is an escalation in the number of deaths from COVID-19 in Zimbabwe. Right now, we have 196 deaths, and also we have 6,412 cases in Zimbabwe, but the good news is there are 5,061 recoveries in Zimbabwe from COVID-19.
Now, when we look at international figures, we know that according to Johns Hopkins University, there are over 25 million people that have contracted COVID-19. And out of these people, about 846,000 have actually died. And Johns Hopkins University also reports that in USA, there are almost 6 million people who have contracted COVID-19, and at least 183,068 people have died. Yes, Rwanda balingalinjani lapha khona endaweni zonke zomhlaba esijeneyo lo ngikubusubeke kuhlelo lo Live Talk. So ke lamhlanje sixoxa ngokunengi okunye okwangikhona sikhuluma ngeCOVID-19. Siyabona ukuthi COVID-19 sibihlabile emhlabeni wonke jikelele. Nxa sikhuluma ke kule Zimbabwe, uhlangothi lwezempilakahle luyabika lapha lithi kulabantu abedlula 6,000 asebebanjwe i-COVID-19. Kuze kuthi phakathi kwenani leli kulaba yi-5,061 asebesilile. Kuze kusithi abayi 196 asebabhubha. I-Johns Hopkins University yabika njalo ukuthi kulabantu abedlula 25 million asebebanjwa i-COVID-19. Phakathi kwenani leli kule 846,877 asebabhubha. Isibhedlela lesi siyabika njalo ukuthi kwele Melika sokulabantu abafika phose 6 million usebebanjwe i-COVID-19. Kuthi-ke phakathi kwenani leli sokule 183,068 asebebhubhile. Sakhuluma ngokunye njalo okutshiyeneyo, so we'll be focusing on other issues, including some remarks by Herman Mashaba, who is a former Democratic Alliance a leader or mayor of Johannesburg, who actually said that there's need for the ANC government to actually seize assets and money and all those things belonging to ZANU-PF officials so that the situation in Zimbabwe can be normalized. So that's one of the things. And the other issue is concerning some British bishops who are actually backing up the Catholic bishops in Zimbabwe, who have actually said there is a crisis in the Southern African nation. Marvelous.
Aiwa kune vachangobva kupinda kumichirongwa tinokuchingamidzai nhasi tichange tiri kutarisa nyaya yedambudziko rechirwere cheCOVID-19 kana kuti coronavirus iyo yatekeshera pasi rose. Pari zvino munyika yeZimbabwe pane vanhu 6,412 vabatwa nechirwere cheCOVID-19 uyezve pane vanhu 196 vawanikwa ivo vachishaya kubva kuchirwere ichi. Asi pane zvakare nhaurwa iri kubuda yekuti pane vanhu vakabatwa neCOVID-19 vakawanikwa vachikunda chirwere ichi vanosvika ivo 5,061. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatichange tiri kukurukura ipo pano, uyezve tichikurukura panyaya yekutyorwa kwekodzero dzevanhu. Tinotarisa kuti pane nyaya iri kubva muSouth Africa iri kuti iyo vaye vanotsigira ZANU-PF kana kuti makurukota eZANU-PF anofanirwa kunge achibatirwa zvimwanikwa zvavo kuti vasapinde muSouth Africa. Kana vane zviwanikwa zviri muSouth Africa zviwanikwa zvichibatwa ikoko. Uyezve tichitarisa nyaya yekuti pane nyaya yakawanda iri kuitika munyika panyaya yekutyorwa kwekodzero dzevanhu. Hurumende iri kuti hapana kodzero dzevanhu dziri kutyorwa munyika, asi mapato anopikisa achiti aiwa pane kodzero dzevanhu dziri kutyorwa munyika pari zvino. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatichange tiri kukurukura ipo pano. Asi nyaya huru inyaya yeCOVID-19 kana kuti coronavirus iyo yatekeshera pasi rose pari zvino. Saka tichange tiri kukurukura tichingoonesana nenyanzvi zvedu dzedu kuti zviri kufamba sei pari zvino, Gibbs.
Yes, we are trying to get hold of some of our guests, and one of the guests is Mr. Regis Vusango of ZANU-PF. I guess maybe he's now ready to take our call. So let me try to call him so that we can discuss this issue with him and other guests. So now, as it is right now, there were supposed to be some protests today at the Musina and Bybridge border post, with some people calling for the shutdown or total shutdown of the borders until the government of Zimbabwe transforms in terms of its political and economic situation. So some people were calling for that. Yes, Rwanda was able to see abantu abanengi bafisa ukuthi kulungiswe konke konke okuhlupha kwele Zimbabwe kwenze ukuthi kulungiswe okunengi. So siyabona right now we are joined by one of our guests, and that is Mr. Regis Vusango. He is a ZANU-PF activist. Mr. Vusango, can you hear me?
I can hear you, sir, but I'm not a ZANU-PF activist. I'm a ZANU-PF chairman for North America.
Yes, thanks for the clarification. So he's quite a big guy, so let's call him exactly that. So, Mr. Vusango, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Brother Gibbs.
Yes, so we see that there are several issues here that we're discussing. One of those issues is what Mr. Herman Mashaba said, you know, at the weekend. You know, he noted that there is a political crisis in Zimbabwe, and so now there is need for the South African government to actually seize some assets of senior ZANU-PF officials. What's your reaction to that, Mr. Vusango?
Yeah, well, the truth of the matter is that there won't be no assets that are going to be seized by any South African government. As I reiterated from the past, that the ZANU-PF is a revolutionary party, ANC is a revolutionary party. Most of the parties, political parties in Africa, they say, actually, SADC is even the worst. They are very related. They are always working in court. So you would not find any SADC or African government seizing or freezing any assets for any African country. That is a dream that is not going to come true. I think whatever he said, he wishes, but I wish if wishes were horses. That's not going to happen.
Saka munoti pachevanhu muchitaura neshona kuti zvinhu zviri kuitika panyaya iyoyi yekuti pane zviwanikwa kana kuti maassets evanhu veZANU-PF ari kunziwo nevamwe vari muSouth Africa awanikwe vachibatwa.
Yes, ndinotenda Sister Marvelous. Zvandataura ndichitaura hangu nechirungu ndakuita nechikaranga ndichiti muSADC kana kuti muAfrica, magovernment mazhinji ari muAfrica marevolutionary parties. Ndovakapa independent kunyika dzese dziri muAfrica and vanoshanda vese semabrothers and sisters. Handi munoziva national anthem yedu yakudhara yokuAfrica yekuti ishe komborerai Africa. Iyaya ndiyo inounite maAfricans. Yes, when it comes to Africa, vanhu vese muAfrica, mapresident vanounite for one cause. Saka nyaya yavamashavo yekuti vanoda kuti maassets afriziwe, aiwa uko kungorota hako zviroto zvagara zviroto toziva. Hakusi kutanga kuhwa munhu achirota, even though ari munhu ane position mugovernment or mupolitical party. Saka zvakadaro hasi kuzoitika, but chishumiro chavo havo, munhu nomunhu ane chishumiro chake, but izvo chishumiro chisingakwanisi kuzoti chiitike. Ndatenda.
Thank you very much. And now we are joined by Ms. Vivian Nomalanga Pepe and Mr. Josphat Muzaka Ngulube. He is in hiding as we speak right now. So, Mr. we'll start with you, Mr. Ngulube. So, looking at the situation in Zimbabwe right now, we know that there are some activists like you who are actually on the run. Tell us a bit about what is going on with you right now.
Aba wantu abakuonileyo labakubalileyo ikona lokhu ukuthi siyagijinyiswa isitha esiZANU-PF ngoba singafuni ukuthi abantu bakhulumele amalungelo abantu bebonisane labo ukuthi kwenziwe njengoba ilizwe selime mazozo into zingasahambi. So izinto umnotho welizwe awusamanga kuhle. Nanzela ukuthi uqasana la ama-demonstrations thina abanye ama-activist ku-politics sakaze ukwatulela izindlu. Mhlaka 28 bavekwatula kuomthulisana nancube bavuka bekwatula kimhlaka 29 bekwatula kodwa ngasengina vele sengive sengasuka endlini ngoba sembone bekwatula kuomthulisana nancube ekukwatuleni kwendlu lapha ngacaa ukuthi hayi kumbe yinto yama-demonstrations labuya ukuthi maybe kabafuni ukuthi abantu babhikishe batshengiselele ukuthi kabasuthiseki ngento ezenziwa nguhulumente. Nanzinithe sengicashile khonapho ngasembona ukuthi abantu badojwa, abantu ngafonela amapolisa ngibuza ukuthi ngile cala yini lo yena oda yekhangela amacala ethu. Is being attacked. We are attacked by our dark forces, our terrorists. So,
Yes, I was Baba Ngulube. So, what Mr. Ngulube is saying is that he's in hiding because the ZANU-PF government is looking for him. He's a political activist, and he says he will always fight for the people of Zimbabwe, but he says now he fears for his life. Now, coming to that issue, Baba Ngulube, Hermann Mashaba, just briefly.
It's a good idea that Hermann Mashaba is saying, but we check on the personality of Hermann Mashaba. He's not a strong character that can push that thing. It doesn't have even influence. We just see what is just someone who is got sour grapes politically. But we just hope if someone from an influential position or an influential personality can take over the idea, But only thing that is in a Zimbabwe, scan a look at our solutions to others who are South Africa. In the Bushunga Kuru, it would still on this Bapa's answer. Yes, Nyaz, which is a Kuluman Jabulala. But into this school, like a college, a Singapore Melody, which is Silava Cheng, Savanenga Kulu. I want to buy the political parties on a lap. As Kangalan, a comrade, she puts the same thing. The leaders with this Zimbabwe, Kuluwe, Izana, the Zebra. These guys have been fighting in different trenches, but they want all of removing the Smith regime. And they managed to do that. But the problem is, like, I want to buy it. You find we are fighting in parties. Even Lema Party, Ipato Mio. Abantu they fighter, they always see competition. And my wuti avant to say that Babon wuti e politics see in jail, it's a form of employment to Amazimbabweans. They don't see what politics should unite people, bring a common cause to people. It should actually unlock a lot of problems. It's low. But the problem is corners and pay for capitalize with Avant to Bala Bega Kulu. We should know whether the MTC I formed a group at the political talk podium. Abaning by the most influential people in Matibele and Bakona. Affinity to any political party. When we come here, we are brothers and sisters or we are comrades. So it's the same thing, the mentality that we should have as people from Zimbabwe. Uguti ngasisilwa the enemy. If you see Mzaka doing something good, if Mzaka is good in radicalism, just appreciate him and tolerate him for that. If someone is good for singing, just appreciate his songs and promote him in his songs because he has a revolution. Whether it's someone is doing good in poetry, in active poetry, in activism, just support him and learn to appreciate. But the problem is like,
thank you, yes. Okay, thank you so much, Mr. Mzaka Ngulube. We also have Miss Vivian Nomalanga Pepe. Miss Pepe, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
And Miss Pepe is in Tel Aviv in Israel. So how is Israel?
It's very hot. It's summer here now, so it's very, very hot. Like, I'm in the house now with AC on because it's just too hot.
Now, the first question is on your take on the Haman Mashaba remarks. You know, he's saying seize all the ZANU-PF assets so that the Zimbabwe crisis may be resolved. What's your take on that?
What I can say is, of course, what he's saying, I partly agree with it. But coming from him, as someone who once came out and called for foreigners to be chased away from South Africa, and a lot of people ended up getting hurt, I just don't know what to say, because he said it at the moment when he's launching his political party. So I can take it as somebody who's maybe campaigning. So I don't know if to say he's genuine or he's trying to garner votes, because he knows if he tells South Africans that Zimbabweans are our problem here in South Africa, they may vote for him, because that's what they are waiting to listen now. Most South Africans, they just want to hear somebody who's blaming Zimbabweans, because they don't know the root cause of our problems in Zimbabwe.
Yes, briefly, 10 seconds in Ndebele, or 1 minute, right?
So in Kenya, I mean, I would see Angimas, Uti, and Ukulumawake, Uti Ukulumel, Utu Uzuelana, Lavantu, Zimbabwe, Umbe Ukuluma, Mova, Lang, Isama, Voti, Evantu in South Africa, because uyazi ukuthi right now abantu beSouth Africa abaningi balindele nje ukuthi kuthiwe hayi ndiyabona iproblem le likhangelane layo, ngoba iSouth Africa siyayibona layo kathesi iyaphansi. So abantu beSouth Africa into abayilindeleyo right now ngumuntu ozobuya athi hayi ama-problems enenziwa ngama-foreigners, especially abantu baseZimbabwe. So I think nje yena uyayazi indlela yokudlala ngengqondo zabantu laye ukuthi bavele bethi nangu umuntu ebesimlindile. Seeing ukuthi uJulius Malema uhlale ethi wonke ama-Africans are equal in South Africa. You cannot say umuntu we Africa is foreign alaphayana. So yena I think naye nje ubuya ngeyakhe naye tactic ukuthi angene nje kanjalo la yatshela abantu ukuthi ama-problems enu alethwa ngabantu bangaphandle abaseZimbabwe.
Thank you so much, Marvelous.
Vavusango, muri kunzwa nyaya ye tolerance. Yanga iri kutaurwa namukoma vanga vari apa kuti zvakakosha kuti vanhu veZimbabwe vakwanise ivo kuyanana. Zvinokwanisika here izvi?
Mr. Vusango, are you there?
Yes, sorry, I didn't know that's my question. Aiwa. President vedu Comrade Idi Mnangagwa vanga vari kuplavayo last week. Vakaita a very positive turnout with the communities from Matabeleland. I think there's a lot of partners from Matabeleland who vakauya kuti vatigadzirise nyaya yeGukura Hounds. Saka mukoma vanga vachitaura nyaya yeGukura Hounds, you know that vati vari in hiding ava. Handiziva hangu kuti ivo vari muhiding, why? Uye handifunga kuti munhu ari muhiding anofanira kunge achibuda pama press conference nepa news iye achiti ari in hiding. I don't believe so. And I, you know, I'm not disputing kuti he has issues, but kana munhu ari in hiding obva aenda pa news achitaura ari pa hiding achipromota kuti government ngaibviswe, kana kuti handifungi kuti zvinobatsira kuti tiyananise senyika. So president wedu ari kuita basa rakanaka zvikuru, vari kuda kugadzirisa nyaya yakaneta for decades yekumatabeleland yeGukura Hounds, and so far in order. The first meeting was very positive. Saka, I know kuti kune urongwa hwakawanda huri kutevera kuti tigadzirise nyika. Saka isu nyika ichagadziriswa seZANU-PF, nyika ichagadziriswa kuti vanhu vayanane, whether maactivist aripo or hapo. Hakuna nyika isina maactivist, Sister Marvelous. Kwese kuna maactivist. Kana kuAmerica kuna maactivist. Nyika inofanira kunge ichienderera mberi, munhu anolidika achitungamirira nyika, whether my activist aripo, whether hapo. Saka kuti nyika yedu tiri kuinda going towards the positive direction right now. with the current president. He's doing his job, and let's give him time to do the dialogue. We want to bury the story and the issues of Kukura Hundi. They've been hounding us for a long time, and we want the president to deal with this once and for all. Nema initiation the architecture of Matabelele, then you have Kukura Wind Plus, also development why risk is coming up, Kutikite Mpura Matabelele.
So, can you put that in English? And I think one of our guests is moving around. So, can you guys be in one place so that you don't have any kind of feedback? So, now go ahead. Can you say that in English?
You heard me in Shona, right?
Yes.
All right, in English, what I'm saying is, yes, in Zimbabwe, we are moving towards peace and stability like never before. The president, the Comrade Idi Mnangagwa, was in Matabeleland last week. He met there with civil society and all other organizations who are within the discussion was all about the agenda. The theme was about Kukura Hundi, how we can resolve our issues. That happened in the 1980s when a lot of people from Matabeleland lost their lives. So the president is working, and now we have got evidence that he is the president who is trying to get head on with the issue of Kukura Hundi. And I think we should thank the president for such an effort. The former president never wanted to entertain that issue, but Comrade Idi Mnangagwa is humbling himself, going to Matabeleland to meet with them. He did not even call them to Harare to say, come to the status. He actually went to Matabeleland and humbled himself. So that kind of a president in Zimbabwe, we never had one like that before. Even the opposition, we don't have any opposition president who is very humble like Idi Mnangagwa. He is showing as much effort as he can to bury the issue that is hounding our country for decades. So what I'm trying to say is not only that, he's also focusing on development in Matabeleland. There is Gwai and Changani Dam, which is almost complete in completion. And there will be lots of water for people in Matabeleland, which has been always an issue for decades and decades since Zimbabwe acquired independence, actually even before the Smith regime. So now we see that this president is not only trying to work on peace, he's also working on development as well for Zimbabwe and also specifically for people in Matabeleland or with the development that are being done over there. So I think we should thank the president. We should applaud for the work that he's doing right now.
Thank you.
My brother who said he's in hiding, I wouldn't think that my brother is in hiding, even though I don't dispute that he has issues that he's going through. But I don't think he's in hiding, because when you are in hiding, you wouldn't come on the press and on the news and you are talking about how you wanted the government to be taken, to be teared apart by anyone who is available to do so. I think why he is there in hiding, he should be able to help to secure peace in his country. Because to be honest with you, my brother, I don't think ZANU-PF will be removed by someone who go in hiding and then they say whatever they say. We have got a lot of people who have done that. Some even bigger people with big names. So, I would think that it's better for you while we are in hiding there to help us to create peace.
Thank you, Mr. Fusango. Thank you so much, Mr. Fusango. Before you respond, Mr. Mzaka Ngulube, let's put into mind that, there is a chamber application, an agent chamber application that has been filed by Ipech Lukazulu, Zapu and others, who are seeking to bar Mnangagwa and others from exhuming, the bones of people who were killed during the Kukura Hundi atrocities. So, Mr. Ngulube, I think you can respond to what Mr. Fusango is saying.
Okay, in the first place, I want to address my brother. I don't know what's his name. Muti, when I'm not in hiding in mountains or in a hole where there's no media, this is now the fourth, if not the fifth generation, where I am. So the next, what this brother should understand, even George, who my central committee member was here, we had an interview with you, Gibbs, he acknowledged that we've got problems. And it's actually, what I would simply say is that my brother is singing for his supper because he's in ZANU-PF. He will say anything to defend him, Mnangagwa, for the sake of his stomach to be filled by food. Honestly, tell the truth, my brother, on the issue of Kukura Hundi that we are talking about, I think it's an insult to us as people from Matabeleland to tell us that you are addressing the issue of Kukura Wundi, your president of Mnangagwa. Because we asked for Mnangagwa. Actually, there's a document that was written by what you call Matabeleland Collective. It was a collective of organization in Matabeleland. Right now, as this organization is more than 30. As we speak right now, the only people or an organization that is living, that remained there, is for Jenny Williams. The Matabeleland Collective pulled out, most of the organizations, they pulled out of this Matabeleland Collective. If you still remember, when Mnangagwa came to Bulawayo, he addressed all people, Izalwazi, from rural areas, because the real people of that Matabeleland Collective were already moved out of that thing because it was dead. We are not here as Matabeleland people to sanitize Mnangagwa with what he did during Kukura Wundi, killing our people. He's the one who was leading the killing of Matabeleland people. So that's the time when Mnangagwa called Mandebele. He called Ndebele people that they're dissidents. The next thing that called was the mass murder of Ndebele people. Right now, Mnangagwa declared on national TV that is under attack with the bad apples, with dark forces. My brother, they came to my house, they broke my house, they asked, it was all over media. The next thing, they abducted my niece. And what you mind, I'm coming from prison with the case that I was false accused with this thing. Right now, we've got people who have died, including Chuang Rai, who was poisoned by you guys, ZANU-PF people. Because you only want, you think Zimbabwe is ZANU-PF. You don't think of other people. We really need peace. I'm one of the people who, if you still remember, I once wrote an article when Mnangagwa was being fired, doing water jumping to whether Mozambique or whatever until he reached South Africa. I actually condemned what Mugabe was doing. I'm a Zimbabwean. That's it. That's all. But when someone is not doing the right thing, I should stand up for our people, for Zimbabweans. Uti, this thing is wrong. So, my brother, you are very wrong there. You've got the wrong narrative about the Kukura Wundi issue. Why? You should, from now, go and ask Mnangagwa, why is he refusing to apologize first? We need a proper apology. We don't need people like Jenny Williams who have been bribed, and this Christian Siamira, who have been bribed to sanitize Mnangagwa, my brother. We really need talks. For how long have we been talking about it? Can we talk as Zimbabweans and address our issues? That's why I said no. As Zimbabweans, should find our own solutions as Zimbabweans. But Mnangagwa is not a listening president, as he's saying. He's indicating right, turning left.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ngulube. Let's hear what people are saying about what is going on in Zimbabwe right now. So they sent us messages through WhatsApp. So let's just hear a little bit about what they are saying, because it seems as if some people are very, very angry about what is happening in Zimbabwe right now. So here we go.
Linjani basakazi ba Studio 7 labalaleli. Siyaluza udaba lokugra wundi. Abantu bonke kusukela 1980 kuseyafika iunity enzwa nkomo lomgabe izandu ezapho. Baphatheke uhluphekene abantu bemathebele nekugra wundi. Umuntu onkwezelwe kusukela 1980 kuseyafika u87. Basenkingeni abahlalisekanga lalamhlanje abaphilanga. Asidingi ubhadalwa kwakuyinto embili ya. Asidingi ukuthi kukanje kuvulwa amathambo futhi abantu bafileyo into embi. Ukusalayo, amasosha laye ebulala abantu abaphilayo ngabuya ezexolisa njalo futhi iningi labantu babaleka bachimizi yabo amaoveti amaningi alapha eSouth Africa. Yibo abangabe Mnangagwa ezekhulumisana layo ngabuya nje ebookie stadium ekhulumisane labantu izakhamizi zasemathebeleland zilapha eSouth Africa. Futhi asobantu bekuground kuphela. Abanye lokhu befihlwa lamanje, lokhu becatshwa, labo bazagejwa yini bona abantu balokhu betshaywa, abanye befihlwa, uzenza njani ngabo futhi? Yena ubaba Mnangagwa njalo lokhu esebhizi ngalokhu.
Okhulumayo ngubusani Mphuma enkaya komazambane Scott, induna yamusobhoko. No, asazi ukuthi ZANU-PF bonke laba bantu bayizonda na noma bayisukela. Bonke nje abantu bomhlaba abangathi kuphulwa amalungelo abantu eZimbabwe. Bona uma besithi akukho njalo ukuthi kambe bonke laba bantu bayizitha zeZANU-PF noma bayizonda iZANU-PF. Kunjenjena msakazi, izwe lethu asilizondi thina. kodwa indlela ebuswa ngayo yilo elingayisiyo. Bafowethu abantu bahlukumezeka ekhaya, leyo into esingeke siphike futhi esingeke sithini. Alikhizwe eligcwele amasosha, amasosha iphonga ukubonakala ebantwini. Thina silapha eSouth Africa, abekhona amasosha ngesikhathi se-lockdown, kodwa manje saphindiselwe ezinkambeni ngoba amasosha vele alodlame, akubona abantu okufuza ukuthi bahlale ebantwini. Le ndlela abatreathwa ngayo nxa bese-training ayiyona nje indlela yokuthi umuntu wakhona engahlale ebantwini. Please bantu, izana yike izama ukuthi ihloniphe abantu, ihloniphe ilungele loluntu. Asizonda izani PF, sizonda izenzo zayo.
Ukuze luthole ulwazi, tholani lokwabanye lokuthile. Kade sibe ngifonelana lomunye omunye osebenza esigabeni sikahulumende sithi kuzakuba lokuyi-tight security kusasa nokuvikela, kumbe kuthiwa ufuna ukugenqula umnankakho wangikhona lo. So esikubonayo kunzima hlobo ezithandekayo ngoba sikhangela ukuthi inkakhulu ku-transport lapha sihlujwayo ukuthi amabhasi alestik esibhalwe izupo, they are free ukuthwala and athwala abantu more than the number efunakalayo. But any combi engelastika loba ibhasi engelastika ingazama ukuthi yenze njalo and ihlibe ihlibotsho ukuthi kangikwazi ukuthi corona angikhona yona istikeni esibhalwe izupho ihlibalekele khatshana ithini. Hayi, sicelani bake dlati siphosele emoni zethu ezingazezingazibonakale zazakala.
So here we're listening to some of the people who sent us audios and they are saying various things here. The first one was talking about, you know, the remains of people that were killed during the Kukuraundi atrocities. So he says there's absolutely no reason why those people can be exhumed without following proper procedures. So he's not happy about that. And he says maybe the president can do some kind of help to himself by going, let's say, to South Africa in a stadium where he can address some people that actually fled the country because of the Kukuraundi atrocities. So he says that will help a lot. And then with another person who is saying that, you know, the problem is people don't hate ZANU-PF. They hate the manner in which ZANU-PF does a lot of things. So people are not really, really happy at all. Marvelous.
Aiwa kunao tangatiri kunzwa kubva kune vamwe vateereri vedu vepa Studio 7 vanga vachipa pfungwa dzavo panyaya yezviri kuitika munyika pari zvino. I understood, I think he said something, and Mr. Vusango from ZANU-PF was asking Kuti, why would Mr. Ngulube be here on social media saying that he's in hiding? And then Mr. Ngulube said, no, but the kind of hiding that's there today is different from before, because you can be in hiding, but you can also be able to send out information about what's going on. Saka vavusango vanga kutaura ivo kuti ehe vari kuwanda pari zvino nokuti vari kuziva kuti vari kutsvagwa. Asi vavusango veZANU-PF vanga vari kubvunza kuti kusei mimi vangurube muri kuti muri kuwanda apa muri pano paprogram muchitaura zviri kuitika kwamuri, zvinoita here kuti munhu ari kuwanda ange ari paprogram pari zvino? Saka vangurube vakati aiwa, kuwanda kwemazuva ano kwakasiyana nekuti pari zvino unogona kunge wakawanda asi uri pachivhitivhiti uchitaura pari zviri kuitika. Vakataura zvakare kuti ivo vakatombotaura nyaya yavamunangagwa mushure mekunge vamunangagwa vawanikwa ivo vachinzi vatiza vachienda kuSouth Africa mushure mekunge vamugabe vabviswa pachigaro. Vakati aiwa, hakusi kuti ivo vari kuti ivo vari kushora zvimwe zvakawanda, asi pari zvino havasi kuunzwa kuti ivo vakachengetedzeka munyika yeZimbabwe. Saka ndosaka pari zvino vari kuwanikwa ivo vari kuzviti vari kukwanisa kunge vakawanda. Gibbs.
Miss Bebe, so I think you are back right now. So tell us a bit about your kind of opinion about what is taking place in Zimbabwe right now, and how best can all these issues can be resolved, in your own opinion?
First of all, I would like to correct this. My brother was speaking in Shona.
Mm-hmm.
It's wrong to say we need to bury the Kukuraundi issue. The president needs to engage the people of Matabeleland and to testify, not bury the issue, because it's a painful past that can never be buried. You see? Careless talk if you say we need to engage people so that we can bury this to ground the issue once and for all. No, that thing can never be buried.
Yeah, I would like to come in after that. Thank you.
Okay, go ahead.
And then secondly, like what is happening in Zimbabwe, as I had said before, the president, in my opinion, I think he's the one. If I were to maybe engage the president one day, what I can advise him is he needs to take these things seriously. He needs to come out there and let people know how he feels about these things. Because right now it looks like he doesn't even know what is happening in his own country. And that is wrong. People cannot keep disappearing. People cannot keep on like being brutalized the way things are happening. It's very sad. And then there is not even once when we hear the president coming out, like one thing may be the accountability of the missing persons, or they're trying to find out those being brutalized, like who exactly is behind everything. I think that's what we need from the president at the moment, because I believe he is the one person who has all the power to stop whatever is happening right now. Because if him, as the most powerful man in the country, cannot stop what is happening and he's powerless when it comes to what is happening, then it's very sad, because the citizens are going to continue being brutalized and with no one to defend them. It's a sad scenario.
Yes,
right now, abantu abala muntu ongabavikela abantu bakhangelele kuye yena umongameli. I believe ukuthi uyabona ngesikhathi kusase lo mgabe. Way abantu akade bemesaba ngakhona umgabe kumbe besenzakalani yindlela esayenzakala lamanje. And I think yena mayenga sukuma phansi atho right now ukuthi lento needs to stop. Aengage labo abantu aba responsible at the top ukuthi kube yibo ababona ukuthi uZulu uphephile, umphakathi uphephile. I believe ukuthi into zonke lezi zizophela. Kodwa yena njengo president mayezikhulele kumbe la uyesaba, then ukuthi umphakathi uzoba helpless forever. Akulanto ezosiza umphakathi. Abantu bazohlala benyamalala, abantu bazohlala bechaywa, besenziwani, zonke lezi zinto ezenzakalayo. Angiboni ukuthi yena upresident engathi kakwazi ukuthi kwenzakalani elizweni lakhe right now, ngoba these days kule social media ukhona ku-Twitter, ukhona ku-Facebook. I'm sure zonke izinto ezenzakalayo somehow, noma ebusy, I know he's a very busy man, but I'm sure kumele kuke kube khona ngelinye ilanga even abantu abakhe endlini bangamtshela ukuthi baba kule nto enje eyenzakalayo right now elizweni.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke Mabhebhe. So Mr. Vusango, your reaction to what she's saying very briefly.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, I want to thank my sister who just spoke there. One thing I want my sister to know is I think she didn't maybe probably get me very well when I said bury the issue. I think I'd say the president is engaging. And engagement, my sister, comes with you know, a lot of things that you are discussing. It's a round table discussion where he came. And I said it very well that he came to listen, my sister, to listen to the victims, to those relatives of the victims, okay? So that he can hear and see how he can move forward. And I said, there is a series of these round tables coming up. And I think, my sister, it's very unfair also for you to have a president who is humbling himself, coming to Matabeleland to listen, to hear, than the former president we had, who was actually the president when this thing happened. So I think you are very unfair for yourself and for people like us as well. Now going to the second thing. Let me finish you. You got your time, my sister. I think let's respectfully, you know, I get my time, I didn't interrupt you. So now, when it comes to the issue of Kukurahundi, my sister, one thing I want you to know, Kukurahundi issue does not only bother the Matabeleland people. It bothers also us as Shonas. I'm a Karanga, and it bothers me that I have relatives who are Ndebele. Okay? So the president himself also, He also has some relatives who are the villages as well. So the Gukurahundi issue, let's not keep on making it a tribal issue. It's no longer a tribal issue, my sister. It's now a national issue. That's why it's on a national agenda. So let's not try to continue preaching tribalism. Because the moment we continue, say the president does not understand what he's doing, you know, the people from Matabeleland have suffered. We all know. We also suffered. We are not here to say that it happened, so it's good. No, it's not good for anyone. It's not good for the country. We want that to be erased from the history of our country. That's why we are trying to do this dialogue so that people
can be erased. That will not be erased. He can engage to appease,
yes,
not to erase.
Because they are not understanding, what I mean by erased is that we are not going to continue having this issue being talked about. Now we are talking about this issue over and over. The president is dealing with this so that in the future, tomorrow...
We're going to talk about this forever.
Yes,
we can never erase this issue, my brother.
Look at what happened in South Africa. In South Africa, Botha and the apartheid killed South Africans. But what did Mandela do? The South Africans now, they are working hand in hand with their white brothers in South Africa. And South Africa's economy is growing. There is no tribal issues in South Africa. We, our people, when they go to South Africa, they are actually suffering tribalism. But South Africans, they've got more tribes than we have in Zimbabwe. But you and I, we want to continue arguing about tribalism as if it's one of us is being tribal. I'm not being tribal, so don't bring that tribalism to me. I'm not tribal. I want the issue of Gukurahundi to be dealt with so that in the future my children are not going to meet a Ndebele child and still talk about tribalism. This is what I'm talking about, my sister. So please wake up from your sleep and understand we want this to be dealt with. Thank you.
So now let's turn to Mr. Ngulube. Mr. Ngulube, I think you understand where these two are coming from. And at the end of the day, is Mr. Mnangagwa the right person to actually tackle this issue?
Basically, I think maybe this issue as this brother is saying, the issue of Gukurahundi. Yes, of course, it's a tribal thing because it was a way of silencing or reducing the number of Ndebeles. Automatically, they were trying to crush the Nkomo tribe during that time. Of course, at our age, we should desist from the issue of using tribalism. Mm-hmm. I believe myself, maybe I became popular with it. We should see each other as brothers and sisters. Whether we're Shona or Ndebele, we should be one people. But now, the issue that we fought, Mnangagwa is the perpetrator of Gukurahundi. He's the one who caused the Gukurahundi. So he cannot be the accused, the defense lawyer. He cannot be everything, the judge, the magistrate of the issue. What we want from Mnangagwa is a proper way of acknowledging by apologizing to the people of Matabeleland. That's the same thing. When we asked even Robert Mugabe, we need him. We don't need his money. We don't need him to go and bribe people like Jane Williams, Siam Ram. We want Mnangagwa to humble himself, call a meeting, the chiefs, the affected people, the victims. We also want this thing to be actually resolved. We need to move forward as a country, yes, but in the right way. We also need accountability in this issue. We should take accountability of this Gukurahundi issue. They acknowledge they really did this thing. They are apologizing to people of Matabeleland. And also to stop with immediate effect the issue of still abducting and also killing people from Matabeleland. Because it's still happening. So how are we going to listen to Mnangagwa and still persecuting our people? You saw what happened in our houses. You saw the way they were abducting people, the way they did to Jawanda, the nephew to Matutu, they did to Nokolo. The same thing that was done by the guys of the 5th Brigade, but they used a knife to remove my niece's clothes in just imagine using a knife. The same thing that was happening when they were ripped off the bellies of pregnant people during Gukurahundi. The problem that we talk about is that Mnangagwa is denying. what they did. They should take accountability, acknowledge the ground, not to bring other people like the hungry people like Omonzro wants to come back to parliament and you want employment from now. It was a civil war. Who were they fighting? Were they fighting all people in rural areas to remove, killing people in that cruel manner? So what we are saying, we are saying the issue should be solved, but in a right way that is going to satisfy the people of Matabele land. This brother of mine who was talking, let me tell you, my brother, I'm Joshua Timzatsangulube. I'm a leader from Matabele. I'm 35 years old. We had leaders like Joshua Mkabu Nkomo. They are now late. They died before finishing the conclusion in this issue. We now expect Mnangagwa to engage the people from Matabele. I'm also a leader. Being a leader doesn't mean I have to be in ZANU-PF for MTC and become an MP. I'm a leader. The fact that I stand up and fight for people from Matabele means I'm a leader there. Mnangagwa should engage the right people. We want Mnangagwa to go back to the document that was written by the really Matabele and the collective. We want him to solve the ground issue, but let him be a listening president.
Thank you, Mr. Ngulube. Yes, thank you so much, Mr. Ngulube. Mapepe, ngena ngesindebele khonapho la ngasikhiwa. Just briefly, because siya kumavelas. Go ahead.
Mina into engingayitho ukuthi like njengoba ubhuti ekhuluma, angiqondanga ukuthi ngifake ubandlululo, but there is no way we can mention because igugurawundi and tribalism goes hand in hand. There is no way ukuthi ngathi ukhuluma ngegugurawundi and then bese ukuthi wena i-tribalism ayisebenzi. Into eyayivele iqala ugugurawundi to begin with yilubandlululo lwelo njengoba umzaca esithi. And then enye into ehluphayo right now eyenza abantu bengathi kabayiyamukeli le nto inhliziyo zabantu bamathebelelen zibuhlungu i-marginalization ekhona. As long as bengalungisanga leyo nto leyo abantu bamathebelelen bezizwe nabo ukuthi bangabantu endaweni yakibo, ngeyinye into ezohlala isihlupha ngoba noma singafuni ukuthi sithi kungathiwa ngilobandlululo, but abantu bengazizwa ukuthi bona they belong in that country, akulanto esiyabe siyilungisa. Kuyakufana nokuthi siyadlala. So mina ngiqondanga ukuthi ngibandlulule, but asikwazi ukuthi sikhulume ngegugurawundi vele singamenshini ubandlululo.
Ye, kufana nasikuthiwa ma.
So what I'm trying to say is that the ugurawundi issue goes hand in hand with the tribalism. There is no way we can say we're trying to correct the ugurawundi past without mentioning tribalism. And the other thing I think that's causing all this is the marginalized situation. Like the people of Matabele don't feel that they belong, like they have equal rights in that country. The same rights that the people from Mashonaland have. I think that's where the other problem is coming from. So that needs to be fixed as well if we need to move past the Kukurawundi issue and the tribalism issue. We should fix the marginalization as well.
Thank you very much. Marvelous.
Thank you. Can I come also, please? I need to respond.
Yes,
to
go ahead.
These questions are directed to us.
Go ahead.
So I think what I believe, Brother Gibbs, is that when we dialogue in Zimbabwe, when we dialogue, and you know, I have my sister and my brother who have had hearts, about what happened in the past, okay? That tribalism was there before Gugurawundi. Let's be very clear about that. There was always tribalism in Zimbabwe before Gugurawundi, because we have tribes. Whenever you have tribes, you have got issues. That's why if you live in a country where there's racism and they are black and they are white people, you're still going to have racism. It's going to be there. But it's how we handle ourselves as we move forward. And how do we make our country prosper? The most important thing is what we need to do is when we dialogue, let's understand that we are all in the same boat. What you are wishing for is exactly what everybody in Mashonaland is actually wishing for. That's why the president is actually taking time to go to Matabele, right? He's not doing there because he wants people from Matabele to vote for him. It's not because of that. So now I'm seeing that when we continue dialoguing, it will bring our country, you know, back into a social state where we are all socializing with no problems. People can freely move and go anywhere with no issues. The issue of looking down at the president while he is trying to do this initiation. It will actually not help us. Because look at Rwanda. In Rwanda, I think the genocide in Rwanda probably was even worse than in Zimbabwe. We are not saying it was good. It was bad. We don't need genocide in any country. As Africans, we don't need that. The Velas and Shonas, we are brothers at the end of the day. So now, look at where Rwanda is now. And when did the genocide in Rwanda happen? And what is stopping Zimbabweans from becoming like Rwandese so that our country could also be back to be the breadbasket of Africa? We are the ones, my sister and my brother, my sister Ngulube and my brother Bebe. We are the ones who can actually turn this country. My brother, you are almost the same age with me. I'm sure my sister is a little bit maybe the same also. But we are the leaders of tomorrow. We want to sit side by side tomorrow and see what we can do with our country. But we cannot do it if we are not recognizing each other right now. If you are doing something that is good and you are trying to initiate the talks to see what we can do about the Kukurahundi issue, we want our brothers in Matabeleland and our sisters in Matabeleland to understand that this is a good initiation. You should be thankful for this development because this has not been there before. So we are moving towards the right direction. But if we are trying to do the positive thing and you are actually saying, no, it's not the right way, then what do you want things to be? Do you want people to sit back and just leave it? Like what happened to Robert Mugabe, who left it? You leave it, and then the next president will say, ah, why me? I don't know anything. I'm leaving it as well. Is that what we want?
Thank you very much. Can you put that in Shona? In Shona, please.
President, let's achieve my initiation. Twitter peace. Nekuti nyaya yekukura hundi ikwanise kuti itwe resolve. Zvinhu zvakanaka zvokuti isu mabrothers nemasisters vekumatebelele tinofanira kutenda mukuru wenyika nezvaari kuita. Nokuti mukuru wenyika haasi kumanikidzwa kuita zvaari kuita. Anogona kungoti I'm not gonna deal with nyaya yekukura hundi and hapana zvomunomita. And hapana kana any Shona or Ndebele can do to him. He can actually say I'm not doing it. But he is humbling himself vachiinda kumatebelele kunonzwa achiterera as he said he's a listening president. When you say, as a listening president, but last week in Matabeleland, if you go and sit down with the Vakanga civil society, Vakanga Sangana of Matabeleland, the anniversary of Babam Sangana, Vachifara Nukuti, President Vedanga Nyara Vachiteria, that's being a listening president in English. Saka, what I'm saying is, Gati Save, Vanango Shora, Jesuitua, Nesano PF, Nomkuru Nika, Nukuti Kanatika Eroka, especially if you are Kukurahun. Tine issue yekuRwanda yegenocide yakaitika kuRwanda. Tikatarisa kuti kuRwanda, genocide yekuRwanda yakaitika rini. Genocide yekuZimbabwe, what you call the Kukurahundi, yakaitika rini. But Rwanda iri papi nhasi. Munyika mavo. Vanhu vekuRwanda kana ukatarisa, even ukaenda paYouTube ukatarisa. Vanhu vekuRwanda havachina problem ye genocide anymore. Nyika yavo yakubudirira nokuti vakaita resolve their issues. Vakomana vekuMatabeleland nevasikana vekuMatabeleland. We are one people, one country, we want to resolve this issue. We want to resolve this issue. Saka kana vakaramba vachisiya mapresident aya anozorizova ndiani nokuti inini kana ndikazoita president mangwana ndinomutaurira kuti nyaya yekukura hundi handinei nayo because payakaitwa ndani chitori mwana mudoko ndadili nemaproblems akaitika before. I have got better things to do and you can't do nothing to me.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Saka ngatitendei mukuru wenyika nebasa raari kuita.
Thank you very much, but I think we've lost Marvelous's audio. We cannot hear her. So I think she'll come back and join us again. So now, Baba Mzaka, akuchukuti wena uyo pambili kumele kwenzweni. Just 1 minute, ngoba sasiya valo hlelo lethu. Kumele kwenzweni.
Okay. Okay, the problem is that he is the accused in this Kukurahundi issue. And he cannot be the accused witness and the judge in this in one case. We should go back, like right now we've got an issue. This ZANPF, they are denying. I said we need acknowledgement. The people, the ZANPF Nangakwa should acknowledge and with his colleagues that this Kukurahundi thing happened. We need accountability of what happened. And then the atonement on the issue, how are we going to resolve this thing moving forward? He said he should be arrested or what? We need proper procedure. Because this, let me just go back to this brother of mine who said, if he becomes the president, he will just forget. This issue is going to haunt even the next generation of our kids, even the Shona kids that are coming. Mm-hmm. This thing should be solved once and for all. I once said to Uti in one of the articles that Nangakwa should make sure these guys, Nangakwas and the Shilis, before he passed away, they should address the issue of Kukurawundi. Because by leaving it hanging right now, they are creating something that is very bad to the next generation. It won't stop. Honestly, because this thing, it was related to us by our fathers, our grandmothers. We are also relating this thing to our kids. Mm-hmm. They are asking how it happened. Killing people like that, serial kids, I'll be telling them that this thing should be solved. Even whoever the president will come, whether he's young, he'll be 17, and tries to know this thing, it will erupt one
day. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Ngurube. Marvelous.
Ndanda funza va vusango kuti saka vari kuona remangwana renyika rakamira sei mushure mwezviri kutaurwa navangu Rube nevamwe.
Mr. Vusango,
ini ndiri kuona nyaya yekukura hundi ichiita come to be resolved. Nokuti ma initiations acho akatotanga and the first meeting yakanga iri very positive. Kureva kutoti next meeting yakatosetwa. Saka vanhu vari involved vari kutoenda kunoita madiscussions aya zvokuti vana vangunuyo havana navabhebhe ava dei vakanga varivo vanhu vari kumushavo ikoko vachibvunzavo vachikwanisawo kuti dekakana zvibvumidza vanhu vachitoendavo ikoko kumadiscussions vanoendavo nokuti president vari kuterera and vari kuda kuti nyaya iyi itwe resolved. Saka ini ndoona kuti ramangwana rezimbabwe rinenge rakatojeka nokuti nyaya iyoyi ikagadziriswa hatichazorambi tine nyaya iyoyi kumatebheleland vevanhu vekumatebheleland havachazorambi futi vachifila kunge vari kuitwa sideline padevelopment and social activities and everything for the country nokuti president vedu ava vari kuratidza kuti munhu ari kuda kutoti matebheleland ibudirire. Saka sometimes zvatinofanira kuita sevanhu ndozvokuti ngatiregei kuda kuruma ruoko kuri kuda kutipa chikafu nokuti tiri kuda kutofidwa president vari kuda kutipa peace kumatebheleland nestability nedevelopment. Saka zvinhu zvanga zvisiripo zvinhu zvisakamboitwa kumatebheleland before kubva patakahwina nyika yedu muna 1980. Saka ndiri kuti vanhu vekumatebheleland ngavave nepatient uye vakwanisewo kuunderstanda kuti vaite mwoyo murefu vachitenda president nezvavari kuita nokuti kana vakati ivo munhu akauya achida kukuteerera iwe wakumurova munhu iyeye kana kuti wakumutaura kuti iwewendiwe pepetreta. Saka ava brother vangu vanga vachitaura ava brother vangu Nguluve Bebe vatengi kana vachiti Mnangagwa president Mnangagwa ndivo vanga vari accused but vari kuti kudivo vanoda kuti nyaya itwe resolved. Then you see now is like we are going around on circle. President venyika kana muchiti vari accused vakaenda ri kukoti vakachajwa kunzi is accused. Which court said he was accused. We can't do that. Let's not put a case on someone unless they are accused. It's very dangerous. We don't want to continue creating volatile situations in Zimbabwe. Tiri kuda kugadzisa nyaya yegukura hundi ikwanisike kuti ite resolve. Saka tipewo mukana iwoyo ndatenda.
Thank you very much. Miss Pepe, 10 seconds. Your last word.
Into engaitwa kuphela ikuthi we mustn't try and suppress this issue. Le nto yinto ebuhlungu eyenzakalayo. Yena president needs to engage abantu bemathebheleland try as hard as he can to appease.
Thank you.
Abantu bezwa ubuhlungu.
Thank you very much. I think there's no extra time here. Marvelous.
Yeah,
so we should thank our guests this evening, Mr. Regis Vusango of ZANU PF. We also wish to thank Mr. Joshua Timzakwa Ngulube. He is a political activist. And Ms. Vivian Pepe, she's also a political activist. Signing off from Maryland, this is Kip Stube.
I'm Marvelous Mplanganya, who are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. because of COVID-19. And by the way, this is a pre-recorded program, so by the time you watch this, the figures may have changed.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.